National Agriculture Safety Week. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns proclaimed March 4th through the 10th as Agriculture Safety Awareness Week, and the 2017 Step Up to the Plate for Farm Safety celebrates the many positive steps the agricultural community takes to ensure safer farms and ranches.
It's real important for us to be very careful to make sure that we have our machinery well maintained so that it'll perform like it's supposed to. But, you know, we also need to make sure that we're ready to go to the field, that we're well-rested and able to do the job.
That was Tim Prather, Extension Specialist for the University of Tennessee. He says many of the accidents that happen can be prevented.
So many of the things that we call accidents can be prevented because we've been doing these things for many years, maybe even all of our lives, and we're familiar with the equipment, we're familiar with the activities. We get a little bit complacent or we get in a hurry, and just so many things going on that we just make a mistake. And those simple little mistakes can have long-lasting and very costly consequences.
Prather also says the most dangerous time for equipment to be used is on the roads, especially after dark. He says even with lights, it can be a shock for people driving to come up on a farm vehicle.
The time where we're going to be at the most risk is when we're trying to get to and from the fields, when we're operating machinery out on the highway, because so many of the folks that have moved out into the country are just really not that familiar with encountering large and slow-moving machinery on the highways. And the one thing I would advise people to do, it's just not be moving agricultural machinery on the public roads at night, if at all possible.
To reinforce the theme, Rancher and Farm Bureau member and Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan is this year's spokesperson. He asked all agriculture communities to make safety a part of their spring training by renewing efforts, preparing prior to the season, and practicing to have a more successful year. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.